Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third paragraph of Maseches Krisos. We're up to Paragimel Mishnah Tes. So again, we're going through all the different questions that Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Shur and Gamliel when they were buying meat for Rabbi Gamliel's son's wedding. So Vaot Shalom Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva asked the third question. Hashochit Chamishas Vachem Chutz Be'Helemechad. If a person shechts five korbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash, all Be'Helemechad, without realizing in between that he's doing something wrong. Mahu. Chayv Achas Al Kulam. Is he chayv one korban chatos for all of it? Or Achas Al Kol Achas Ve'Achas? Or is he chayv separate for each and every one? So Amar lo, lo shamanu. They said, we don't have a tradition about that. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, shamati. Rabbi Yeshua said, I heard the following that will be a useful tradition for this case. If someone eats from one carbon in five different parts of the animal with different tastes to it, in one helm, he violates five different me'ilos and he's chayv separate carbon for each me'ilos. So therefore, if it's kal v'chomer, if five portions of meat from the same carbon is going to be mechayev you five violations of me'ilah, then certainly five separate carbonos will be mechayev you. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said, lo kach shalom Rabbi Akiva. That wasn't the shaila that Rabbi Akiva asked. Ela bochum nosar mechamishas v'achem behalem echad. He asked about eating nosar from five different carbonos all in one helem. Mahu chayev achas al kulon. Is he chayev just one carbon chatos for eating nosar? Oh, or is he chayiv separately for each and every one? So Amalo, they said, lo shamanu, we don't know. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, meaning we don't have a tradition. Amar Rabbi Yeshua shamati, and Rabbi Yeshua says, I have a tradition as follows. If you eat five different types of dishes from one carbon, at one, in one period of forgetfulness, shul chayv al kolachas ve'achas mishum ilo, they chayv five separate ilos. Vero anish advarim kal v'chomer, and therefore I would think you're definitely obligated five korbanos for eating nosar from five separate animals. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua's kal v'chomer, im halacha nekabel. Look, if you have some sort of tradition, I'll have no choice but to accept what you say. But vim ladin yesh tshuva. But if you want me to accept your logic over here of your kal v'chomer, I don't. Amar lo. Hashav. So Rabbi Yeshua said, okay, tell me why not. So Amar lo, lo. Rabbi Akiva said, it's not at all the same. You're going to say by Me'ila that you have separate karbanos for one animal. We have all sorts of chumras when it comes to Me'ila. We treat someone who feeds kachim as the same Me'ila as someone who eats the kachim. Someone who helps others get hana as the one who got hana himself. So Tzeiref Mi'ila, this is man meruba, and not only that, mi'ila even over a long period of time, it all combines with one another. Tomer b'nosar sheinbo kol echon mikolelu, sheinbo echon mikolelu. You're going to say that by nosar you can have all the same. You're going to be able to make a kal v'chomer even though nosar has none of those chumras that we just identified. Mishnah Yud, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Shaldi is Rabbi Eliezer." I also asked Rabbi Eliezer, "Hosam melachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe." If a person did many different melachos or the same malacha many times on many different Shabbosos, me'in malacha achas, or if someone did many toldos that are similar to one av malacha on a single Shabbos, behelem echad, all without realizing in between that it's Shabbos. So mahu, chayv achas al kulon, is he chayv one carbon for all of it, or achas al kalachas ve'achas, or is he chayv separately for each malacha? So amali, Rabbi Elazar says, chayv al kalachas ve'achas, he's chayv separately, mi kal v'chomer, and I'll tell you kal v'chomer. Uma im hanida, shein bo totzos harbe v'chatos harbe, if by a nida, where there's not so many ways of becoming chayv a carbon chatas, there are not many ways of doing the avera, and therefore there are not many ways of being chayv korban chatos. Meaning, the only way to be chayv for anida is by being boel anida, and yet chayv al kol achas v'achas, you chayv separately for each act of being boel anida. Shabbos sheish b'totzos harbe v'chatos harbe. Shabbos, which has so many ways of violating Shabbos and so many things that you do that you can be chayv korban chatos, einu din shei chayv al kol achas v'achas. I would think all the more so you're chayv each and every one. So Amarti lo. So Rabbi Akiva says, I said right back to him, lo, that's not a good kal v'chomer. Marta benida, maybe you'll say benida, you chayv separately, sheish b'shtei asaros, because there are two asaros in the Torah, shu muzrel anida, that where you're warned not to be with anida, v'anida musaros alav, and the anida is warned also not to be with you. So tomer b'shabbos, shein ba'al asara achas, by Shabbos, it's only the guy doing the malacha that has an iser. There's no iser on the thing that, upon which the malacha is being done. Samar li, so he said back to me, Rabbi Elazar said back to me, Ketanus Yochiach. Well, the raya against that svara is about someone who's Babel Ketanus, Shein Ben Allah Asara Achas. Only the guy doing the Bia has the Asara, not the girl, she's just a Ketana. And yet, V'chayev al kol achas v'achas. And he's chayev separately for each and every one. So apparently, the fact that it goes, that the Isser Nida goes in on both people is irrelevant. So Amarti lo, Rabbi Kiva said, lo, that's not a good point. And Marta Babala Ketanos, when it comes to being Babal, Ketanos who are Nidos, Shalf Pishen Ben Achshav Yesh Ben Achazman, maybe right now they don't have an Isser Nida because they're just Ketanos, but they will have an Isser Nida. Tomar B'Shabbos Shein Balo Achshav Lo Achazman. You can't compare that to Shabbos where it's only a one-way street forever. Amrali, so Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Lazar said back to me, well, what about being Ba'al Behema, where it will never be Asr for the Behema? It's always only going to be on the person, and yet you're still Chayiv separately. So Amarti Lo, Behema K'Shabbos. I said, yeah, that's my point. I don't think a Behema is any different than Shabbos. I don't think a Behema is the same thing like a Nida. Okay, so let's review what we learned today. Along the Mishnah, the Mishnah test, we had said that Rabbi Akiva also asked about shechting five Karbanos outside of the Beis Hamikdash in one helam, whether you chayiv once or you chayiv five times. So Rabbi Yeshua made his kal v'chomer from a tradition that he had. Rabbi Shimon had a different version of the question that was about eating nosar from five different karbanos, all behelam echad. Are you chayiv once or chayiv separately? And again, Rabbi Yeshua had a tradition from which he made a kal v'chomer, and Rabbi Akiva did not like that kal v'chomer. And then in Mishnah Yud, Rabbi Akiva said he also asked about doing many melachos on many Shabbosos, or many different toldos of the same malacha on a Shabbos, whether he's chayiv separately. And he said, you're chayiv separately based on the kal v'chomer of Nida, where it's the same Aveira, and you're chayiv separately. So they went back and forth whether you can, in fact, learn that kal v'chomer from Nida. Bezras Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the fourth parak of Maseches Krisos.